This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, you ready for the Celtics to live another day?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What a night. What a time to be alive. Celtics are still alive.
Celtics
are very much alive.
Staying alive.
New life.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Pretty spring, great. Spring represents new life, Keith.
That's, is that what that is?
I think
April showers bring May flowers. May showers, for God's sakes.
I've heard that before.
It's killing me.
Very, very, very impressive showing from the Celtics last night. I do think a lot of people, surprisingly, were picking them in that game.
Yeah.
But they win going away 127-102. Wow. That's something that they hadn't done yet this postseason, 127 points. Their second biggest margin of victory. Last night, they stay alive. They're down 3-2 with Game 6 tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. And they got a bunch of big performances, Keith. Jalen, I think, was predictably good.
He was excellent.
Derek White, awesome. Luke Kornet. Where'd that come from?
I'll tell you where it came from. The bench. He came off the bench, and he was unbelievable. He was great.
Should we just get it out of the way?
Yeah. Hoss of the Week.
Hoss of the Week.
Has to be Hoss of the Week. Kyle on Twitter was all over it last night. He's like, Hoss of the Week? Like, Hoss of the Week.
I can't imagine anybody else jumps in there and takes Luke Kornet's spot for Hoss of the Week.
And they needed it. They needed it so badly because it wasn't just no Jason Tatum. You don't have Kristaps Porzingis anymore. You don't have him. So you needed somebody to step up. Mazzulla made the right call, didn't even play Porzingis in the second half. And Luke Kornet, it was like Will Ferrell in Old School during the debate. Blacked out. You got to wake him up. Somebody tell Luke Kornet he just had the best game of his life. That was insane. So 10 points, 9 rebounds, like on the surface, you're like, okay. But it was so much more than that, right? And then obviously all the block shots. Guy had seven block shots near the bucket, out on the three-point line. He was an animal. He played 26 minutes off the bench and was their best big man. And not even really close.
Yeah, well, we'll get into what the heck you do with Porzingis.
Yeah.
Who starts in game 6, although I think we're in agreement on that. Lots of items we'll get into. Jaylen Brown stepping up in a big spot. The Celtics, somehow, I think on offense, looking better without Jason Tatum. That doesn't necessarily make them a better team without Jason Tatum, but for a night, they look better. They're 2-0 this postseason without
him. Ball was zipping.
So can they get past the Knicks? Can they get to an Eastern Conference final? How would that look, knowing the Pacers are waiting for you in an Eastern Conference final? We'll get into it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. Now, we will talk to Rob Bradford, a little Red Sox thoughts at 11:30. We will go on the clock. Give you a 60-second breakdown of the Patriots' schedule,
which came out
last night with a very, very confusing graphic. So we'll make sure
there's nothing
confusing about it. Yeah. Keefe will go 60 seconds. I'll go 60 seconds. That comes your way at high noon. But a lot of Celtics talk in the meantime. Do you have a favorite Kornet sequence or moment last night?
I liked I liked a lot of it. I liked the reverse dunk.
The reverse dunk was
that was a little cherry
sweet.
On top.
Yeah,
that was cherry
yeah.
on top. The game was over at that point, but that was pretty badass. I like him blocking like a three-pointer, like just running out there like on the perimeter. That's when you're like, this guy's just all over the court.
The sequence where he blocked a shot, saved it on the sideline, ran down the other way, and a few moments later, he's slamming down a dunk.
It's awesome.
It was legit. I tweeted this last night. It's legitimate, like he morphed into vintage Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, he's a new man.
That was vintage KG last night, and it was Luke Kornet. So that was wild. I don't know where that falls.
We got to settle on, is it the green Kornet or is it the murder Kornet?
Well, I like murder Kornet.
Murder Kornet's fine with me. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
I prefer murder Kornet.
He's the murder Kornet.
But I could be talked into green Kornet
was clearly the Luke Kornet game. We will remember where we were when we saw the Luke Kornet
so
game.
So it goes down with like the Shrek and Donkey game in the playoffs, which was Nate Robinson and Big Baby.
Leon Poe against the Lakers in the NBA Finals.
Leon Poe, P.J. Brown hitting big shots. Was that the Eastern Conference Finals against Detroit? Was that Cleveland? What was his game? I actually don't even remember. But, you know, you remember the player in the moment where they stepped up, where it was just an out-of-nowhere contribution.
A guy you're not expecting. Somebody off the bench, and even then, not even like a normal, typical bench player.
Yeah, and not all of them are. I mean, Leon Poe, championship team. P.J. Brown, championship team.
Yeah, Shrek, NBA Finals is different than the second round.
Shrek and Donkey one wasn't a championship team, but it was still
a preseason game.
Still a fun moment in Celtics history, and Luke Kornet gets in there. What do you think changed last night, Keith, aside from just the massive third quarter where he played the whole thing, had a bunch of blocks, rebounds, points? What do you think changed for the Celtics last night to get the series to 3-2?
Well, I do think the ball movement was great. And so that was sort of one thing that you saw in the last game with Tatum was Tatum himself had an unbelievable game. He was great. I'm not taking that away from him. But sometimes when you have the star player, and it's not limited to Tatum, you can see it with Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs. You can see it even at times with Brunson and the Knicks, if they kind of get it going, sometimes the offense kind of stalls a little bit. And last night, that wasn't the case. I mean, Jaylen Brown, I assumed he would have like a good assist game. I thought the ball would be in his hands more. I didn't think he'd have 12
no,
assists.
No, me either. I thought like 8,
yeah.
7 or 8.
Yeah, like, and that's a good game
even
for him.
Even that would be maybe high, yeah.
And for him, a guy that we've gotten on him for his handle and some of his, you know, playmaking ability, 12 assists to 2 turnovers. So I thought Jaylen Brown was excellent in the game. And also, it always goes back to with the Celtics, were they making their threes or were they missing their threes? Well, they were making
them. Oh, they were pouring
them. Derek White was just bombs away, and this time everything was hitting. You know, Peyton Pritchard didn't shoot the greatest percentage in the world, but he was knocking them down. So, I mean, it was a tie game. They gave up 32 points right off the rip in the first quarter. So you're like, all right, they might not win this one on defense.
What was it at half? 59-59?
Tied. Yeah, it was tied. 59-59. Yeah.
But
tied.
Again, but my point, like, they're still a ton of points. They're still giving up a ton
they're
of points.
They're giving up a lot of points
in the whole first
so
half.
So it wasn't necessarily that. They were outscoring them, though. Their offense looked good. Everybody was touching the ball. And then flip the script from game 4. They're the ones that come out and win it in the third quarter. You know, the Knicks had the massive third quarter last time around. And so, yeah, I just think the ball movement on offense was great. And then guys were just burying shots.
So you mentioned Jaylen Brown individually, 12 assists against 2 turnovers as a team, 27 assists against 8 turnovers.
Yeah.
Which I agree. It seemed like the ball was moving.
Terp had a good stat, too.
What was talk about ball movement? You're talking about the movement of the ball.
Thank you, Glenn.
Let me get the exact stat, but it had to do with 20 or more assists.
Oh, yeah, they're like 4-0 in the postseason,
that. That's one of their magic numbers.
So, and look, I do think that can be misleading. That's like when a running back goes for 100 yards, your team usually wins because there's, you know, there's correlation with, well, you're hitting a bunch of shots probably, so you're probably going to win. And when you're hitting your shots, the assist numbers go up.
But it is one of those things, too, where like if you have the ISO, whether it's, you know, Paul Pierce or Jason Tatum, and they're dribbling kind of 1-on-4 and they hit a shot, you're like, okay, but it's different than if they're, you know, zipping the ball all the way around, which they did. I mean, they were pretty impressive.
So I think
4-0, 20 plus this postseason, all 4 of those wins also by double digits.
I think the ball movement was good. They scored 127 points last night. They had their second biggest margin of victory, and they did it without Tatum. And so again, are they a better team without Tatum?
No.
I won't go there.
No.
But are they good enough to beat the Knicks without Tatum?
So that's the thing.
They might be.
That's pretty fascinating.
Are they good enough to, if they survive the Knicks, get out of the East without Tatum? Like, these to me are fair questions. All right, fine. Maybe the answer is no.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
But we should get into that because I don't think they're good enough to win a title, but can they go on a run without Tatum? I think so, and I think I thought that before last night. I think last night illustrated they are capable of doing it. Will they do it or not? Let's see. But I definitely think they're capable of doing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think they're capable of it, and it might go back to, I was just starting to give the Knicks credit. I was just coming around on the Knicks, who I thought would lose to the Pacers. I thought we'd lose every game in this series.
Well, some of last night was about the Knicks.
Some of it was.
I thought the Knicks would tap out a little quicker than they did, but ultimately
no, they were in there.
They did.
But it was all, so this was somewhat predictable. So I have a hard time now because I'm very much a part of recency bias. When I watch movies, they're the greatest movie of all time, TV shows, whatever, games.
It's okay.
So, the problem is, all day yesterday, you and I were saying they're going to win game 5. All day yesterday.
Yep.
But then I was also saying, I think they lose game 6. So then you watch them win game 5 and dominate game 5. Do I now come in and be like, they're going to win the series? Like, I don't know if I can go there yet.
Well, the pressure is squarely on New York.
Oh, it definitely is on New York.
I mean, all of a sudden they start looking around and going, we don't want to go back to that building.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I think there were a ton of Knicks fans in the building. So I don't mean to make it sound like it was, you know, 2008, the jungle in there. But
Timothy Chalamet, front row.
There were a lot of Knicks fans last night. A lot of them. You heard them. Yeah, there were Deuce Chants in the Garden, for God's sakes.
Deuce McBride.
And those
Chants weren't
for...
let's leave those in New York.
Tatum or Deuce Tatum. That's not who those
Deuce?
Were for.
You mean Big Deuce?
We already settled our Mount Rushmore of Deuces, by the way.
Yeah, we did. Deuce McAllister, Deuce Staley,
Deuce Bigelow,
and Tatum's kid.
I think that's what Big Deuce is on there as well.
Right.
So, no, but you heard Deuce McBride chants in the Garden, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to say it was hostile environment. It was honestly kind of a joke in terms of the fan base showing up. But the Knicks do not want to go back there, is my point.
Oh,
so the pressure is now on them. You want to talk about must wins. New York's got to win tomorrow night on their home floor to get that done.
Now finally say, this. I think this was Wiggy's take on game 3. The winner of game 6 wins the series.
I do. That one I agree with.
Okay,
I agree with the winner of game 6.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with the winner of game 3, although that may play out that way. But I do agree with the winner of game 6. So I thought Jalen was, I'm with you, phenomenal last night.
Was.
I think the most surprising performance by far was Kornet. Great comp, by the way. The Kelly Olynyk game where they beat the Wizards.
The game 7
against the Wizards.
Yeah.
Where Olynyk came out of nowhere and just couldn't miss.
Guy?
That's a great comp
That's
for what
one.
Happened last night.
You know, now this player is much more polarizing, and he was. I think you relied on him more. But remember in the bubble, Marcus Smart had a game where he couldn't miss.
Yeah,
I think
then,
it was against Toronto.
And then he blocked Van Vliet or whatever at the end of the game.
He had like an insane game. Now he's like a better player than some of these guys we're talking about, but maybe not.
He's maybe not. Same realm.
I'm not trying to start talking about Smart.
But the bubble, I was just going to say the bubble doesn't count is all I was
also
say.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, so you can't even count
Asterisk
that.
By it.
Is what you
no
can't
fans
do. Some people
stands.
Don't want to count anything from the bubble, so you can't really count that.
Do you think they would have let Chalamet into the bubble? If the Knicks were good back then, do you think they would have been like, well, we can bring him Chalamet
well,
with a mask?
They should. He's basically part of the team.
He can wear his Paul Atreides little like mask and sit there.
I mean, you couldn't meet a guy at the fence to get McDonald's in the bubble. So
that's true. You get thrown out of there.
Yeah, that's also true. They would have zapped you.
Couldn't have grandfathered in Chalamet.
So to me, Jalen was awesome last night. Missoula.
So is Derek White.
Missoula singled out Jalen for the play. Not where he was grabbing Josh Hart's nuts. There was a lot of that going on last night.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Some would say too much. Some would say not enough.
Maybe not enough.
I would say just the right amount of nut grabbing last night.
But, not enough replays, if you ask me.
There was a lot.
Well, the game was on HBO Max.
Oh, my God.
good handful of Josh Hart last night for Jaylen Brown.
You could do anything on HBO Max.
That's true.
All bets are off.
Grab his f***ing twist, yet. Okay.
But Mazzulla singled out Jaylen for the play where he hit the deck, and he was diving into the out of bounds. He's saving a ball on the sideline as a way to energize the team. And I just, no offense to Tatum, I don't know that Tatum does that. And these are the things that I like about Jaylen's game, and they're different when Jaylen is the best player on the team and he's out there leading the team than they are with Tatum. Again, that doesn't necessarily make him a better team. But that play, I don't think Tatum does that last night.
Yeah.
And you know Tatum doesn't guard the way Jaylen did last night. Jaylen was ready to guard. I don't know that he could do that for seven games. He looked exhausted by the end of the third quarter last night. Like, he wore himself into the ground. They had a spectacular third quarter. But the way Jaylen guarded last night and dug in and took that Brunson matchup, Tatum won't do that, I don't think.
Yeah, no. Well, this, again, goes back to the old Bill Simmons Ewing theory thing, right? Where you're like, you take the best player everybody acknowledges is the best player on the team. You remove them. Can the team play better? And I think there are plenty of examples where they can. I don't know how long that lasts, though. Like a one-off last night, not even that surprising. I mean, they were 4.5-point Vegas favorites.
Yep.
So you'd be like, oh, well, no Tatum, that should really swing the lines. Like, well, I don't know. Like, they still expected them to win.
Even last year, the Celtics lost when Donovan Mitchell got hurt. Like, they lost the games, the next game where the star player got hurt.
Oh, yeah, even in the regular season, remember they had that weird stretch. They lost to the Lakers without LeBron and Davis. But there's no way the Lakers would be like, yeah, this is our team now going forward just because we beat the Celtics. But they do have a lot of talent, right? Like, I think some of those other examples where you remove the best player, the talent gap is so wide. The Celtics, we thought, had such a better team than the Knicks. So even if you do remove the star player, doesn't that make it at least even?
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's what we're looking at.
I think the talent's a coin flip. And so now the pressure's on New York. How do they deal with it? The team seemed invigorated for a game, at least, to respond without Tatum, which I expected, and I'm happy they did. I would have been very disappointed if they laid down last night. They did not. So they deserve credit for it. Do you know what the line is yet for game six? I was just glancing at this. I had
2.5, I think.
2.5 is correct.
Yeah. Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
Celtics plus 115. Kind of feels like a buying opportunity. That's for the game. For the series, Celtics are plus 225. If you're going to bet the Celtics in game six, you might as well just bet them to win the series.
Go for it.
A little more juice there, and they're not going to lose game seven at home to this.
What would the game seven spread be?
Ooh.
What do you think?
Good question. Celtics by
3?
No, 4.5 again.
4.5 again.
I don't know.
8? 25?
They've won 2 in a row at that point. So
let me know if Luke Kornet's starting, and then I'll tell you what the line is.
Speaking of Kornet, Mazzulla gave him quite a bit of credit after the game last night, the boost he gave the team. Here's Joe Mazzulla.
Joe, what led to you going to Fluke there to start the second half, and can you speak just to how big of a boost he gave you guys in that third quarter?
Luke? Yeah, he was great. Just both ends of the floor. Did a great job protecting the rim, did a great job defending without fouling, did a great job on both ends of the floor. So I just thought his presence was good, especially on the rebounding. Had, 9 rebounds, 2 offensive ones. He made some big-time plays for us.
So you got to wonder if Porzingis is playing ever again.
We'll get
to this later on in the hour, but Mazzulla said he was struggling to catch his breath last night. Yeah, we may have seen the last of Porzingis in the series in a Celtics uniform. Like, you probably can't go back to him the way he's playing because he's giving them nothing.
We got from the text line, try this one on for size, Luke Flyswatter. No?
Oh.
Does that work?
It took me a second.
No.
I'm going to say because it took me a second,
yeah.
No, but I do get
I
where you were going.
I think if we didn't already have Murder Kornet, if we didn't already have that in the holster,
if we didn't already have like a perfect nickname,
we could shop for some others.
Yeah.
But we're kind of good.
So Porzingis minus 12 last night, 1 point, 0 for 3 from the floor, 0 for 2 from 3, missed
useless.
A free throw, only 1 rebound,
and I'm not,
2 turnovers, yeah. Like 12 minutes, he couldn't breathe on the floor.
Something's wrong with him. Like, I'm not trying to say like the guy's a bad player or whatever, but it's like, it's not working. You got to stop doing it. It's not, you can't run him out there as like a decoy. Like, he's hurting the team. He's hurt the team this whole series. He's been awful this whole series. He had a couple of games in the Orlando series where he kind of flashed a little bit, had that great moment in the crowd, blood gushing down his face, rolling up his head. That's over with. That ship has sailed. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what he has, but it ain't right. And so, thankfully, you have Luke Kornet. Thankfully, you do have another option for a big that you can play. But sadly, I think you just got to sit Porzingis down the rest of the series.
So things we can get into here. What do you do in game six lineup wise? How do you handle Kristaps Porzingis moving forward? And is the team capable of beating New York without Jason Tatum? Doesn't make them a better team. without Tatum, because even I wouldn't go there. They're championship favorites or at least contenders without Jason Tatum. I'm not sure they're a true contender without Jason Tatum.
I know, but like you, what you said earlier, like that changes it when you're saying.
But are they good enough to beat the Knicks? Are they good enough to beat the Pacers? I think yes and yes. That's what I think. Well. And Jaylen was awesome last night. You got Drew Holiday with a big return game last night. I probably will flip back to my original stance, Keith. Yesterday, I'm like, I don't know if Tatum's out. Maybe Porzingis is the guy you got to keep over Holiday. Nah, not after that.
No.
I think I'm back with keeping Holiday, and Porzingis the guy you move in the offseason if there's even anything you can get.
Well, I was a get rid of Porzingis no matter what guy, because sadly you can't rely on him. And if without Tatum all next season, give me somebody that can play 60 games over somebody that's going to play 40 and then is going to be in and out of the playoffs. Right. And so even though the expectation level is going to go down some next year, we were talking about, hey, maybe you make the playoffs, maybe you win a round. Well, how many of those games is Porzingis playing?
Yeah, it's a good
point.
And
if I'm paying him $30 million and I'm paying Tatum $55 million to rehab, that's $80 million that's probably not playing a lot of games. So I don't think he can do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.